Hi, I'm Amy Etchison from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Blanket Fort Radio Theater Productions and at new and forthcoming books from SIU Press. Last week, I introduced the next Blanket Fort Radio Theater project, an audio version of the book Survived by One, The Life and Mind of a Family Mass Murderer, published by SIU Press. It's a regional book of true crime, telling the story of a gruesome murder that took place in Mount Vernon, Illinois, in 1985, written by Dr. Robert Hanlon, a clinical neuropsychologist, along with Tom Odell, who is currently in prison serving a life sentence for the killings of his two parents and three siblings. This week, I'm talking with Laura Thiessen and Patience Burton, both second-year MFA students in SIU's creative writing program and producers of this project.
I think one of the interesting things about this book is the way it came about. He was sentenced to death, and then after that was commuted, he was trying to figure out how he was going to survive the rest of his life in prison and needed to talk to someone and get a better understanding of what he did and or why he did what he did. And then he reached out to Dr. Hanlon.
Yeah, because at some point, Dr. Hanlon was one of the people who had interviewed him earlier on in the trial process.
Odell didn't really want to like do any kind of reflection before his sentence was commuted because, you know, he was sentenced to death. And so that's what he was waiting on. And once his sentence was commuted, he felt at that point that it would be a good idea for him to try and understand the situation that he was in, I think come to terms with what had happened. And I think that's when he and Dr. Hanlon started communicating more.
There's just a lot of specific, very long, sometimes quotes directly from Tom Odell. And these are his thoughts, his feelings of what was happening back in 1985.
Yeah, it's sort of a memoir interspersed with, you know, all of this, you know, scientific and psychological and legal information that comes from Dr. Hanlon. I want to know how you went about turning this book into an audio version. Will the podcast be exactly like the book, a straight reading, or will it differ from the book?
It's not a straight reading, but we did try to keep it definitely true to the book in general. But we do focus more on Tom's portions because we feel that those are more compelling, what he was going through, how he made the decisions he made.
When you first joined Blanket Fort Radio Theater, you had a lot of options for books to choose from. Why did you choose this one?
Well, I have always been really interested by true crime, why people do these kinds of things. This is like a local story in the Southern Illinois region, and I didn't know anything about it. I really like the aspect of the book that's from Tom Odell's points of view, because I think oftentimes, like, you don't necessarily get that. You get really dramatic retelling in a lot of like true crime media. It's a lot more in depth.
I would definitely agree with what Patience said about the Tom Odell sections, because like she said, you don't often get the murderer's point of view, and to have his own words telling us what he did and why he did it. And even he doesn't quite seem to know why he did it. And that in and of itself is interesting.
It's very disconcerting that his thought processes and his life in some ways seemed almost normal. I mean, besides the fact that he was horribly abused growing up, but you realize that, wow, he's a person with thoughts and feelings and just kind of normal. And I've had those same thoughts and feelings sometimes, but he ended up making this awful decision and committing this terrible crime. And you know, how does someone that you can relate to so easily get to that point?
I think that the really hard part of reading it is realizing how many times one decision led to that point, right? Where one thing could have been done differently and none of it would have happened. You know, there were multiple instances where people could and should have stepped in. Tom made decisions that led him back to his family. If he hadn't made those decisions, he would have still been on his own and trying to make his way like that. And I think it's just really hard because as you're reading the book, you know where the story is going to end up. And you can just kind of see how everything builds. Because it wasn't just he just woke up one day and was like, I'm going to do this. And there was a long history that influenced that ultimate kind of decision.
That's all we have time for today. I hope you join us again next week as I continue my talk with Laura and Patience about their experiences creating the audio version of Survived by One. But in the meantime, please visit our websites at www.blanketfortradiotheater.com and www.siupress.com and follow us on Facebook. Again, this is Amy Etchison from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.